Bezus Hashem, this shir and Ashayatzar should be a schus for Shalema for Yehoshua Ari ben Sarah. Last time we learnt in the bracha of Ashayatzar, we started off with a hakdama, Ashayatzar Sa'adim b'chachma, and we were explaining the bracha that according to the Mahalach, that b'chachma is referring to the chachma that a person has, the person was given chachma. And with the derech that we're explaining the bracha, that the bracha is there for us to focus and to contemplate this, that Hashem gave us nekavim, which help us realize that we're nivroim and we're not chas v'sholom. We shouldn't come to think that we're a boirei. It should harness our gaiva, and we should have, it should give us a wake up call on our busha, and to realize that we're boss of Adam. We said that Shayatzar as Adam b'chachma is a hakdama to that, based on the Novi and Yecheskel, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Melechas tu pecho nekovecha boch, that the Gemara in Baba Basra says that Hashem is telling a person like Chir Melech Tzur, that b'chonas takalti uberasi nekovim nekovim, in order not to come to Gaiva. But before that, the Pasuk says, Hashem gave Chiram so many things, Mali Chachma, Klil Yoifi, and all the riches in the world. And we explained that Hashem gives us on different things in life, Chachma, Kinyan, Guf, in Gvura, or Yoifi, or Kinyan, and Oisher, and specifically Chachma, Mesil Sisharam says. And we're in that balance. Do we take that and does that bring us to a moral level of hachna to Hashem, because we realize that we're not worthy? Or do we get carried away with it, and does that strengthen our, so to say, gaiva chas v'shalom? And on that's the hakdama. Shayatzar asadim b'chachma. And what helps us, do we take that chachma and use it to be makar ashiflus, or do we get carried away with our chachma? Like the Masil Sasharim says, that chachma is the thing that's the primary thing that brings a person to gaiva. So on that we say, Uvarvay Nakovim Nakovim. Hashem gave us Nakovim to help us realize that we're Bas V'Adam, we're not worthy of anything we have. And then through that, we're able to use our Chachma to be Makar HaShiflas. Be'ezus Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next part of the bracha. We say, Uvarvay Nakovim Nakovim Chalulim Chalulim. Hashem created in man, Nakovim Nakovim, that's opening, the Nakovim that we've been talking about, and chalulim chalulim. So what's chalulim chalulim? So the truth is that the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach that says the text of Ashayotzar, the Gemara's lashon is Oimer Baruch Ashayotzar Sodom Chachma Uvar Vaynakovim Nakovim Chalolim Chalolim, which means the hollow space itself, the cavities in our body, and the riff and the rush, others, some are shaynim, are gairis, like we say, chalulim. Chalulim is the evarim, the inner evarim inside of us that have chalulim, that have cavities. But it's going on the actual, uvaravai, the evarim, the hachalulim, the evarim that have cavities that are hollow. So is it chalulim? Seems like there's two ways. Our girsa in the Gemara is, and Rashi, I believe, has that girsa, that it's going, that's chalolim. That is, Hashem created the hollow space itself. Hashem created the cavities inside of us. And other Rishayim, we pass like this, that we say chalulim, which means that Hashem created us with, inside of our body, evarim, basically. The evarim that are, the hachalulim that are hollow. Okay, be it as it may, just a side thing, that the Beis Yosef says, why would the Rishayim not learn like this Girsa Chalolim? He says an interesting thing. He says the Beis Yosef and Simon Vav on the Torah. Umash Meli Shataimoi, and this the Magen Avraham brings this down. Mishum de Becholol in a hollow space, very interesting point. Lo Shayach Bria. We say Uvoravoi. It doesn't make sense to use the word Bria on a hollow space. Sharei ain by mamash. There's no matter. It's just hollow, right? El al yidei brias ha'aver shesvivayis. If Hashem creates the aver that's around the hollow space, Nimtza hachol, then you have a hollow space. But Hashem doesn't create the hollow space. Hashem creates the aver. So that's why he says, that's why our girsa is chalulim, that Hashem creates the evarim hachalulim that have hollow space. But be it as it may, that's the idea we're talking about, we're referring to, when we say chalulim, we're not talking about the nekavim that a person has. We're talking about the inside of a person, the evarim hachalulim, the hollow space in a person. Okay. What are these two things, nekavim and chalulim? So I believe that these two things are really correspond to the pasuk that we're talking about. We're going with this derech that the Shayatzar is really there for us to recognize the nekavim, a person, and to help a person with recognizing that we're a bas of Adam. The pasuk that the Gemara Baba Aser is going on is again this pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk is Meleches tu pecha unukovecha bach. The work of tu pecha is your drums, toif, right? Super mamachilas, toif is a drum. The work of your drum unukovecha and nekavim and holes and openings bach is in you, and that's the Gemara Darshan's that nekavim that I created in a person nekavim. What's this tupecha unukovecha? There's drums and openings. So if you look, it's fascinating. The Targum Yoinus ben Azil over there says like this. He's going on the pasuk and he says, yeah, I gave you all these riches. Bram lo yistakalta befigarach, but you didn't look, you weren't mistaka, you didn't contemplate your body. Disavid chalolin unukovin. Right? That it's made up of chalolin. So he's translating the tupecha, a drum is hollow inside. So tupecha is the hollow part of the person, the things inside the person that's hollow. That's tupecha. Unukavecha is the nekavim. So these two things, nekavim and chalulim, chayra correspond to the pasuk of tupecha and nekavecha. These two things. Tupecha is a drum which is hollow. Tupecha is chalolin. And nekavecha is the nekavim. So nekavim and chalulim are correspond to these things. So that's the pshat. But it's an interesting thing, if you think about it, something that's based on this, I mean, we have to understand something. Why is it that the bracha, we switch the order from the pasuk? The pasuk says, tupecha unekavecha. Chalolin unekavim. So why is it that in the bracha we switch around the order? We say nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. We should say chalolim chalulim nekavim nekavim. Right? So why is it that we... So the truth is that the Gemara and Rav Abbasar also is interesting. The Gemara that darshens this pasuk that we've mentioned many times. Mai meleches tu pecha unkavecha bach. What's the pasuk saying? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Omer laHakadosh Baruch Hu lechiram melech tzura. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Chiram the melech tzura. B'chon estakalti, and a person like you, I saw in the future. Barasi, and when I created the world, barasi nekavim nekavim ba'adam. I created man with nekavim nekavim. So it's interesting that here the Gemara only says nekavim nekavim. It should say barasi nekavim nekavim and chalulim chalulim. The Gemara only says nekavim. It's also an interesting thing. So I was just thinking, perhaps the pshat is that, based on what we've been explaining till now, and that is that Hashem gave us the nekavim, specifically the Beis HaKiseh, which is the nekavim. That's our wake-up call. That's the thing that's the alarm clock to us, that we're a bas of Adam. That really, every part of us, all of our whole essence, we're a bas of Adam. We're not worthy of anything. We're a boss of Adam. The wake-up call, what gets us to think of that, was the nekavim. The nekavim is the thing that wakes us up to that. But after the nekavim, we're supposed to come to realize that really everything, even everything about us, even the nekavim achalulim, everything inside of us, every part of us is really, we're a boss of Adam. Leivor machalulim. Are also we're a bas of Adam and that's we're not more than that. So perhaps that's why the Gemara says b'chanas takalti brasi, it zooms in on the nekavim, because that's really the thing that's gonna wake up Chirim. The thing that's gonna wake up is the Beis HaKiseh is the nekavim in a person. That's the shakar. The shakar is the nekavim. That's what wakes a person up. Right? And then he realizes that all the time. When he's walking down the street, he's a kli malei busho chlima. That what am I? I'm a basav adam. So it's meant so through the nekavim. That's perhaps why we switch the seder of the pasuk and the bracha, because this bracha is there to help us recognize through the beis hakiseh. We're supposed to come to realize that really nekavim and nekavim. Chalulim, chalulim. Through the nekavim, we come to realize that even the chalulim, chalulim, that we're a bas of adam, that we're mole chalulim, chalulim, we're a bas of adam. That could be perhaps why we switched the order. So just to zoom in, the lashon is nekavim, nekavim, and chalulim, chalulim. What's the double lashon? Nekavim and chalulim. Why does we keep on saying this double lashon? So the tour, the Beis Yosef and the Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch quotes it. He says like this. Says the Beis Yosef and Siman Vav, Eis Aleph. Venerally, see, it would appear to me, Daha de Kofal Nekovim Nekovim. This that it says it twice. Nekovim Nekovim. The Kofal Gamkin Chalulim Chalulim. Because there's a lot of nekavim in the person. The person has a lot of nekavim. V'chein, evorim chalulim, tuva ikka bugof. A person has many evorim chalulim that have cavities. U'lachoyroiz al ribuyim kafal. And to show this, that there's many of them, we say it twice. Nekavim, nekavim is a way of saying many nekavim. Nekavim, nekavim, many nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. And just as an interesting thing, could be you were wondering, like, okay, so then just say, Nekavim Rabim. Varavai Nekavim Rabim, Chalulim Rabim. This is an interesting terminology to say, Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim. So I didn't see anyone that speaks this out, but I think perhaps the idea is like this. When you want to say, there's two ways to say that there's a lot of something. When you say there's a lot of something, you could say there's a lot of toys in the basement. You're saying a fact. Or you could say, there's a lot of toys in the basement. When you want to stress that there is a lot, then you enunciate, right? Perhaps this is what I think, maybe the Beis Yosef means this. Nekavim Rabim is factual. There's Nekavim Rabim in a person. A person has a lot of Nekavim. But we're trying to be madgish. We're trying to emphasize that we have a lot of nekavim. We're not just saying a fact we have a lot of nekavim, a factual thing we have a lot of nekavim. We're trying to emphasize we have many nekavim. We're trying to emphasize this, that we have a lot of nekavim. So nekavim, nekavim, the lashon of the they say this, ulahoyreis al ribuyim, to show that there's many of them, kafalim, we say. So if you just say nekavim rabim, okay, we have a lot of nekavim, okay, that's a fact. But we want to stress that we have a lot of nekavim. So we say nekavim, nekavim, and could be the reason why we want to stress is that's exactly the point. This bracha is all about emphasizing. We're trying to knock in that we're a bas of adam. So we have many nekavim, because the nekavim is what makes us aware that we're a bas of adam. So we're not just saying, the bracha is not just there to state a fact. We're trying to emphasize something to ourselves. So we say nekavim, nekavim, we're being madgish that we have a lot of nekavim. We're full of, that's who we are. That could be just to understand why over here we're emphasizing the nekavim. Okay. So what does it mean that we have a lot of nekavim? So we have a lot of nekavim. Okay, so a lot of nekavim. So what does this mean? Lot? How many? So there's an interesting thing I found, the fascinating thing that Eli Rabba brings down. Listen to this. Yostu nekavim nekavim al masha shamati meroifim. I heard from the doctors. Shekol odom behem avachaya. Every person, animal, chaya. Kol gufoy, his whole body, v'chol evorim, and all of his limbs, Mileim nekovim dakim are really, we're full of tiny holes. He's referring to the pores. Person is full of pores. She efshalurus, you can't see them. Ukshieshloi ke'ev, when someone's sick, umazia, and he sweats, hake'ev yoitzimimenu. The sickness goes out derech nekovim elu through these pores. Shulmolei, if not for that, like Malay Kane, without that, a person can't get healed. We need these pores. So just Nekavim is a lot of, we have million, I don't know, millions or thousands, right? Pores are we're full of pores. So it's not just Nekavim that we're thinking of. It's much goes beyond that. So that could be just an added thing in the Nekavim. Yeah.
The Gemara says that I think if you unwrap the
inside,
huge
football field,
beautiful.
All the tubes
and everything that we have inside.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So just, so that's Nekavim. Chalulim. So, like this, the Vilna Gaon in Imrei Noyam, in Brachas Daf Samach Amabes, he brings down from the Torah that Chalulim is Gematria 248, right? It's based on a medrash, and he says, and he actually says over here that we don't give a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our evarim. So this is the place where we're thanking Hashem. L'chein tiknushiu koilim kan kol evarim. We're to mesakin here. Chalulim is alluding to all the evarim that we have, all the two ramach evarim. Chalulim is gematria ramach. And then he says an interesting thing. L'hoyre she'ein evar she'ein lechalal. There's no aver that doesn't have a cavity, a hollow space. And then he says, "Vafilu hasiris," even hair, yeshlan chalon. There's a cavity inside the hair, the middle of the hair has chalon. So that's chalulim, many chalulim. Oh. So now let's move on to the next words in the bracha. We say, Sheimi paseach echad mehem o yisaseim echad mehem I efshar lehiskayim lama lefanecha. Okay, so we say sheimi paseach echad mehem o yisaseim echad mehem. So Rashi, if one of them would open or one of them would close, so Rashi on Daf Samach and Brachas says that if one would open, that's going on the chalulim, meaning the chalulim are closed. We have the cavities, right? We have the evarim. If our evarim would open, so that the yipaseach, says Rashi, they're trying to bring this down. Yipaseach, I believe the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Yipaseach echad mehem is going on the chalulim. If the chalulim would open. And Yisosim, he says, is Koya Nekavim. If the Nekavim that are open, Nekavim are open. If there would be
anything that's open, should
exactly.
Be
so if Yipaseach Echad Mehem is unspoken, but that's what it means. If Yipaseach Echad Mehem is going back on the, if Yipaseach Echad Mehem is going back on the Chalulim, and Yisosim Echad Mehem is going on the Nekavim. That's just in Pshat. Oh, we're like to zoom in, as Hashem, on the first two words of this sentence, and that is Goli V'Yodua. Golui v'yadua. What's golui v'yadua? I think people translate golui as like something that's obvious and yadua that it's known. What are these two things? Golui v'yadua. So the Vilna Gaon in Imrei Noyim and Brachas Daf Samach Amud Beis, he says like this. Listen to the very interesting thing. Golui, hu masha b'golui. That goes on something that's open. That's why we say it's obvious. It's something that's open. Yodua humasha b'seiser. Yodua is something that's known, meaning it's known, but it's hidden. It's known, but it's hidden. It's not in the open. So, well, he doesn't explain himself. He says that that's what goli means, that's what yodua means. But what does that have to do with that? How does that translate in Asher Yatzar? Well, where does this come in that we say in Asher Yatzar? Goli, yodua, goli, yodua. So could be the pshat is that that's what's happening here. Asher yotzar as adam b'chachma uvaravai nekavim chalulim. We're going. This bracha is zooming in on the nekavim and the chalulim. Like we continue on, shem yipaseach echad mehem is going on the chalulim, and yisasim echad mehem is going on the nekavim. So perhaps that's the two things. The goloi is going on what's on the outside. What's why asher b'goloi is the nekavim. The Nekavim is what's external. The orifices, right? The orifice, that's what's external. So that's Goli. That's in the open. But then there's there's the chalulim that's inside the person. That's could be that corresponds to the yadua. So goloi perhaps corresponds to the nakavim, right? The nakavim is first, so goloi is corresponds to that, and chalulim could be corresponds to the yadua perhaps. But could be we could add something, and this really ties into what we're the way we're understanding this the bracha of Ashiyatza till now. And that is like this. We mentioned in the past that the Gemara, interesting Gemara, the Gemara says in Bracha Staf Chavdal Rama Beis, that if a person is a middle of davening and he needs to, a middle of davening needs to pass wind. So the Gemara says, he stops and he waits and then he says a special thing before he continues back to Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara says an interesting thing. V'oimer, he says, Ribbonai Shel Olam, Yitzartonu, you created in us nikovim, nikovim, chalulim, chalulim. Same nusach as Hashiyatzer, unbelievable. Goloi v'yadua lefonecha. Cherpaseinu uklibuaseinu b'chayeinu. It's goloi v'yadua in front of you, our cherpa and our klima in our lives. Goloi v'yadua lefanecha cherpaseinu klimaseinu. What's cherpa? What's klima? What's these two things? So like this, we know that when we talk about the word busha, there's really different terminologies, there's different words in Lashon HaKodesh that talk about busha. There's busha, klima, and cherpa. Busha, klima, cherpa. What's the difference? So the Malbim says in a few places that the difference between busha and klima, let's do busha and klima first. Busha, I'll read as Lashon, in Yeshaya, Perek Nandalad, Pasuk Dalad, says the Malbim, Hahevdil bein busha klima hu. The difference between busha and klima is shebusha. What's busha? He hamizbayish me'atzmai. When a person is embarrassed, me'atzmai. No one is embarrassing. He's not embarrassed from someone. He's internally embarrassed from himself. He's embarrassed. That's busha. Klima he hamakabel hachloma me'achem. I'm embarrassed from others. I know that this person knows something about me. I'm embarrassed about it. I'm embarrassed from other people. That's klima. The Malbim says, others say, the Rishonim says, the Rabbeinu Yonah says this, that klima is a higher level. It's a higher level than busha. It's because it's from others. So the difference between busha and klima is busha is oneself, but klima is a higher level. It's from others. Okay, so what's the difference between klima and cherpa? So the Malbim, in a few places, also says the cherpa is very similar to klima. Cherpa also comes from others. He says that cherpa is godol mi klima, Lashon, and he says this in Tehillim. He says it in a few places in Yishai also. I'll read his Lashon here from HaKarmel. And the word cherpa, he says, HaCherpa also tove me'acherim. Cherpa also comes from others. But he says, Cherpa is hamacharfa moisei bebizayin, that they're doing something that cherpa is like a disgrace. When someone disgraces someone, they're macharfa moisei, that they're disgracing the person. So cherpa, we could just understand. So cherpa is like a higher level, but the difference between klima and cherpa could be we could understand is that klima is I'm embarrassed from someone else, but it's not that that person is openly embarrassing me. I'm embarrassed from that person. He knows something about me. I'm embarrassed in front of this person. That's klima. Cherpa could be as a higher level. It's not only the person's actively, openly embarrassing me. He's mecherpa, right? Cherpa is more of an open embarrassment. So it could be that's what's going on over here. The nekavim and the chalulim. The Nekavim, we said, is goli, is in the open. The Nekavim is, it's something, so to say, it's a archerpa, meaning Hashem created us with Beisa Kise. So that's like Hashem, it's the cherpa, it's in the open. Hashem is, it's a cherpa from Hashem, that we're embarrassed from Hashem, so to say, and that's cherpa, because that's in the open. That's Beisa Kise, that's an open thing that Hashem created in us. The concept of Beis HaKisei, that's in the open. The chalulim is the next step. There's the inner. It's not in the open. It's the hidden in my avarim. I realize that I'm internally a boss of Adam. So it could be that's the klima. The klima corresponds to what's yedua, and that's going on the chalulim. So it's very good. Galuv yedua lefanecha cherposenu klimasenu. The cherpa corresponds to galuy. The galuy is what's in the open. That's cherpa, and yedua corresponds to klimasenu. So it could be that when we say galuv yedua, like we were saying, it's going on in the kovim and the chalulim, but this bracha is there for us to be makir our shiflos. So that's the cherpa and the klima of a person. So it's galuy v'yodua, right? Which we're talking about in the kovim and the chalulim. She'em yupaseach echad mehem, which is going on the chalulim. Or yisasim echad mehem is in the kovim. So the v'arvay in the kovim, chalulim, chalulim. And then we say galuy v'yodua, the galuy v'yodua perhaps corresponds to the kovim and the chalulim. The kovim is the cherpa, is in the open. The thing that's in the open, that's the first thing. That's the nekavim. That's what hits us first. That's the cherpa, so to say. And then we come also to an inner understanding of our klima, of our shame, the fact that we're a bas of Adam. That's the idea of chalom. Okay, shukach.